Gemara tells us that when it comes to the night of the Seder, to begin with, Maschil Begnosa Masayim B'Shvach, to begin by speaking about the early roots of Klal Yisrael, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayaviseinu, that our forefathers, that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, that Avram came from Terach, and that's supposed to be the introduction to the Avdus in Mitzrayim and the whole Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we spoke about not long ago regarding this question, why it's necessary to begin with this Maschil Begnos. Why do we need to get our hands dirty in ancient Jewish history? Furthermore, we can ask the following question, that we're going to be dealing with Arba Banim. And one of the questions we can contemplate is that if we had to come to some type of a conclusion, a determination, which of the Arba Banim is above the rest. So we would of course say that the Rasha is disqualified. The Eino Yodea Lishol doesn't seem so probable. And it probably boils down to the Tam and the Chacham, and at first glance, we would probably say that the Chacham is the winner. But Al Pi Chassidus and Al Pi Pnimiyas HaTorah, there's an oimek to this. And I hope that through this Dvar Torah, we'll shed a new light a little bit on what we're doing here during Bedikas Chametz, working so hard. Doesn't seem like there's a mitzvah which we have throughout the rest of the year that we have to work so hard for. Maybe building a sukkah. But this is, if we're looking for even every mashu of chametz, and it's not like we have, most of us have small houses anymore. Even those who do, they're much bigger than the houses of yesteryear. What is this avaida which we have before Pesach? So the Rav Shitzer Rav, the Zer HaKodesh, he addresses this question of being Maschil Begnos HaMasayim B'Shvach. And he says, Gam HaAvdus HaYatoiv Lanu. The Avdus in Mitzrayim was very good for us. We accustomed ourselves to being Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shaydeze banu achakach lamadrega zu shenuchal lakabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. Because by being Makabal the Avdus of Mitzrayim upon ourselves, we became accustomed to being Makabal Malchus, the all of Malchus. At that point that we left Mitzrayim and we became Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't need to learn how to become an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we were already trained in the Malchus of Mitzrayim, what it means to be an Eved. We have many types of relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we've spoken about. There's the union of a ben, of a spouse, of a talmid. The beginning of everything is to be an eved. And an eved, in his relationship with his master, with his melech, doesn't question the melech. The melech gives orders, the melech says tzav, and then the Eved goes into action. And although the Darga of Eved seems to be the bottom of the list in terms of the closeness, levels of closeness of relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in a very deep way, the Avdus is the highest level. Adam HaRishon was a person who was a very big Chacham. The Gemara calls him a chassid. He was Yitzir Kapov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's handiwork. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him one mitzvah, and he told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, from the forbidden fruit. And Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, tells us that he made all types of cheshbonos, why he should eat, why Hashem really wants him to eat, it would be good for Hashem if he ate. Adam HaRishon, in all of his great levels, and all of his madrigas, with all of his chachma, forgot simply what it means to be an eved of a Kutcher Brichu. That Hashem says a command, and we listen, and we don't ask questions, and we don't make cheshbonos. The night of the Seder, we're going to say Hallel. In Chazal Mika Drasha, Halleluka, Hallelu Avdi Hashem. And Chazal say, Hallelu Avdi Hashem, V'loy Avdi Parai. That we call ourselves with pride, we say we're Avdi Hashem. And Chazal say, Avdi Hashem and not Avdi Parai. But the implication here is that there's this switch that we're Avdei Hashem v'lay Avdei Paroi. But it was because we were Avdei Paroi, it became so easy for us to be Avdei Hashem. Because we were accustomed to have the mindset of what it means to be an Eved. And this is the beginning of the Hallel. The very first line in Hallel is this Shevach. Hallelu Avdei Hashem. The very first words which we say. And this is the essence of Maskel B'Gnus of Messiah B'Shvach, that Gnus, Avadim Hayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, Vayotzeinu Hashem, that we were Avadim to Paro B'Mitzrayim. The fact that we were Avadim, which is like a Gnus for Klal Yisrael, is actually a big Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He was preparing us for this Avdus and serving Him, which is so integral to what it means, Avodas Hashem. Despite all the madrigas that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Avdi. Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. That although HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept bringing more madrigas upon Moshe, more chachma, more levels upon levels, Moshe Rabbeinu always saw himself as an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ana Avda de Kutcha Baruch Hu. That I am an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't ask questions. And if Hashem asks, then I do. Like the Mishnah and Avos tells us, Ma'isav koydemes l'chachmasa, that our actions have to be greater and have to precede our chachma. That we have to be willing to do before we analyze and we ask questions. Which is, of course, the great Shevach of Na'asa v'Nishma. We struggle very much nowadays with this concept of what it means to be an Eved. Because if there's no Malchus, it's very hard to be an Eved. Nowadays, a democracy is a mockery of a Malchus. There's no such Musag in Yahadus as a democracy. There's a Melech, and the Melech is the most righteous amongst the people, and he leads his people with righteousness and Tzedek and Chassidus and Avodas Hashem. We can go a whole lifetime in this country, in America, wherever we are, and not even know who the president is, what his name is, what type of government officer is, and live a very good life and very peaceful life as long as we pay the taxes and we do what we're supposed to do and keep all the laws. We don't even have to know his name or be involved in politics, or the presidency can change every 4 years and we wouldn't know the difference. There's no moira for the melech. People don't walk around thinking about that there are avadim in a malchus. Everybody's chafshi. Everybody's living his life. But because we struggle with the musig of malchus, we struggle with the musig of what it means, O Malchus Shemaim. We don't understand what it means to be makabel in all of a melech. And this hurts us very much on Rosh Hashanah, where we're asked to say psukim of malchias, zichronos, and shofros, and to be makabel, Malchus Shemaim. We struggle. Because we have no dugma, we have no example in our lifetimes of what it means a melech, what it means a true melech. Which is why it's so important to have a Rebbe and to have somebody to look up to. Chazal say, "Aseh lecha rav," make for yourself a Rebbe. Even if the Rebbe is smaller than you, if he's not as wise, it's not the point that you should learn from a Rebbe. Of course, it's valuable to have somebody who can teach you and can teach you higher musagim and higher concepts. But the etzem, crowning upon yourself somebody greater than you, and to serve that person and to be mishamish that person, the avdus to that Rebbe is more valuable than the teachings themselves. There's a maisa with the Tzemach Tzedek, whose yahrzeit it was yesterday, the Lubavitch Rebbe, the third Lubavitch Rebbe, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, that once he came to the city of Petersburg, for a gathering of Rabbanim. It was a tkufa where young Jewish boys were being enlisted in the army, straight out of their cheder into the Russian army, the cantonists. Thousands of Jews were thrown into the Russian army, straight from their cheders. And there was a gathering of these cantonists, these young Jewish boys, and the Tzemach Tzedek gave them a very fiery speech, in simple chasidus, not a big deep mimer like a Rebbe in Lubavitch was accustomed to doing. And the hundreds, there were 600 of them, they cried bitter tears of their fate, because it was a very long road, 25 years in the army. Afterwards, about 15 of them approached the Rebbe, and he said, "Rebbe, we're bali mumim. We're broken. We're not shleimim. We're flawed." He says, "We don't know how to learn. We don't know anything. All we have is our emuna. We remember as much as we can of the davening of chol and on Shabbos and on Yontiv, and we can say berachas hamazon and we can recite Tehillim Baal Peh, but we don't even know what they mean." And the Tzemach Tzedek said to them that a Jew who believes in Hashem Yisbarach, that he's the Borei Olam, that he's Mashkiach in the world, that he runs everything, and he's Mamin in his Torah and Mitzvahs, even if he just knows the words themselves and he doesn't know the meaning of them, he is complete and he is totally Shalem. And he gave them brachas, and they went on their way. That evening, the Hasidim of the Rebbe, they gathered with him, the great Hasidim, and they said, "Rebbe," says, "this gzeira of the cantonists is like the Yavanim, like the Greeks, that they made a spiritual war against our people." And the Rebbe said, "You have no idea the value of the tefillahs of these young Jewish boys, that they're higher and they reach greater places than even you and I, that we daven with the deep mystical intentions of the Arizal. Because all of their avodas with Mesiras Nefesh, with Emunah Pshuta, and when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, he's going to delight in these simple Jews who had Mesiras Nefesh, and he's going to make them a special heichal, a special chamber that, for a special covered for them, that even you and I, and the great thinkers in the Jewish people, were going to be jealous of them." And one of the Hasidim said to the Rebbe, he says, "How can I be amongst these Jews who serve Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh and with such a simplicity?" And that chassid was none other than Reb Chaim from Tevesk, who was a Talmud Chacham who knew all of Shas and was a very deep thinker in Chassidus. And the Rebbe said to him, "You're absolutely right. It's harder to be a Jew like this than to be a Baki in all of Shas and to be an expert in all of Shas." So he said, "So Rebbe, what can I do?" And the Eretz, so the Rebbe told him, "I have one Eitzah for you, and that is to be Makabel Ol Malchus Shemaim, to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven." When a Jew accepts upon himself the Ol of heaven, even though he doesn't know what's going to be with him, he makes himself into a simple Evan in front of Hashem. And when a Jew is Makabel upon himself the Ol Malchus Shemaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's ready to be an Evan for Kutcha Brichu, then he can touch the levels of these cantonists. This really gets back to our question, which we said before. Who is the greater of the four banim, the Chacham or the Tam? Reb Chaim from Vitebsk and the Tzemach Tzedek, despite their Geonis, despite how great they were in Torah, and their Avodas Hashem, they may have been a Ben Chacham, But they looked at the Ben Tam, who all he says is Ma'zois. The Tam doesn't need explanations. He doesn't know the difference between Eidos and Chukim and Mishpatim. He's not so wise to delve into the Chachma of Torah. All he says is Ma'zois. What is it that you want me to do? Whatever it is, Hashem, that you want me to do, then I'm ready to do it. And although it seems to be the simplest of all avodas, it's really the highest level. Is that a Jew is told by Kadosh Baruch Hu what he wants him to do, and he doesn't ask any questions, and he's ready to do. And every single one of us, especially in this generation, this is a question we ask ourselves: how do we reach levels like this of Mesiras Nefesh, of Tmimas? We're not conditioned to be big Chacham, that's for sure. But when we walk into the Seder night and in these preparations for the Seder, we're mekabel upon ourselves, Lamachos Shemaim. We condition ourselves for that, and we do that every day. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the Sfarim say, Shema. These three letters of Shema are the Reshit Tevas, all Malchus Shemaim. Mekabel upon ourselves twice a day to do whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. The more that we repeat, and we do it with deeper intention and with sincerity, the more that it goes into us. And we become this Ben Tam, this child of the Manishtana, which is the greatest glory, which is the highest level of service in Avodas Hashem. And this is really what this Avodah is, of cleaning up the homes, and we're working hard. We're working hard. But there's an Avdus which is involved in that. We feel like we're Avadim, we're told to clean the homes, we don't understand what Chametz is really about. Like we spoke a couple days ago, on the Tuesday 12 o'clock shir. The whole Inyan of Chametz is a big chok. And yet we spent so many hours back-breaking work, avodas parech, similar to the way that the Yidden had to work in Mitzrayim, but nothing even close to that. But we're conditioning ourselves to be avodim. There's a melech, he says, to clean the house from chametz, it's going to hurt a little bit, but we're ready to do it. Afilu ad mashu, whatever you tell us to do, whether it makes sense to us or not, we say ma'zayis and we go into action. And this is our greatest shavach. It's maschal b'gnosu mesayim b'shvach. And there's going to be a special hecha for this generation that we're not big chachamim. We're not big chachamim at all. But we're going to pride ourselves in the fact that we're looking and inspiring to be these types of Jews, these tamimim, these simple, wholehearted Jews who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if Hashem says jump, we say how high. Hashem should help us in these hachanas to be able to do it with a simcha, with a tmimus, and with an avdus, that we should be mekabel upon ourselves, l'malchus shemaim, and to be zeiche mit Hashem this year, to be mekabel the face of the melech with Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehav amenu amen.